Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Huge ovation, a standing O for Cromber Valdez as he takes the mound for the ninth inning. Ground ball right to Altuve.
The Astros have just acquired veteran pitcher Justin Verlander.
Into center field, Jake Byers is there. That's two away in the ninth.
The Astros have just acquired veteran pitcher Justin Verlander.
Looper, Pena, no hitter for Cromber Valdez.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, John Granato, Lance Erline, Justin Verlander, and Dale Olaleye.
Verlander's in studio with us this morning, according to Spencer. Is that what that is? Come on in, Justin. What do you think about being back? And he's not back in Houston, huh, Dell? He's back in Texas?
Yeah. I mean, we could play it later, but if you didn't know better, it sounded like the Rangers acquired him.
Yeah, and we don't need that in our lives.
I thought we were party rocking today. Are we not party rocking? Have we not started party rocking?
Well, that was before the no-hitter and Verlander was acquired. Oh, that okay. Was the idea. Yeah.
Oh, today was party rocking?
We were going to party rock. We had some party rock music, but I was looking forward to it, actually. I just kind of got myself hyped up. You can still play it anytime
so,
you want.
So Vromber didn't get you hyped up? Verlander didn't get you
yeah,
party that, rocking?
That's
got
why
you hyped
we should
up?
Have party rock music.
That's why. You got any
no,
party
rock? No. It's more than that. Today is a party rock day. You know why? Because Jeremy Pena looks like he knows how to hit again, officially. Single, double, two, but laying off of sliders away, yeah. Which is something he hasn't done for a while.
So this is your takeaway from yesterday?
My takeaway from, well, I've just started. My takeaway is Jeremy Pena has learned how to hit.
Lance has got a new lead today.
Justin Verlander is a Houston Astro.
Okay.
We know that, and we'll hear from Dana Brown, and we'll hear from a lot of people on that one. And then it was Fromber. It was like watching a Greg Maddux game.
He was...
The last four innings where he was going like six pitches an inning was incredible. And you could see he was hyped up in the ninth. Like
he was.
Some pitches got away from him a little bit. Like, man, Fromber's jacked. To the TV a couple times, I said, relax, Fromber, relax. And I guess the...
You were talking to the TV?
Extensions. Yesterday, I thought the extensions might be an issue. Oh, that maybe they were
yesterday
bad luck.
You told them to cut off the extensions.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yesterday I thought it might be time
so
to get rid
about,
of the extensions.
So what about the extensions now?
I mean, I guess we got
to... just yesterday you were telling him to cut those.
And many people on Twitter, said, looks like the extensions are staying, Lance. Like, some people listen to the show and just hold me to everything I say.
Do you think you should be doing that impression today after the third indictment, okay? Trust
me, you can do it. Trump impressions. It's not a. It's really more phraseology than anything. Many people, because no one else says that. That's right. It's like he's the only one who goes.
He's the only one.
Many people said things on Twitter to me yesterday, and they take everything I say so seriously. Like just like, oh, I guess it's extensions aren't the problem. It looks like they're staying. I'm like, yeah, for now, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Where were you the last four starts?
Is there a better owner? I mean, there's never been a better owner in sports in Houston, period.
Well, I mean, successful. You're a great owner.
Well, it's not only successful, but he's got a flair for the dramatics. After the Scherzer and the Montgomery signings, it's like, oh my God.
Verlander, Cole, Greinke, Verlander.
Verlander, Cole, Greinke,
Verlander. I mean, that's
yeah.
pretty
well,
big
Cole
deal.
Was an off-season deal. Yeah.
Well, it's still a trade.
Yeah, still a trade. Right. And, I mean, well, he's brought in the people that he's brought in. But this, you know, after the hurricane, all of a sudden it's Justin Verlander, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Well, and then it looks like this thing is falling apart on you. The Rangers have come up. The Rangers are the big – the Rangers make the big acquisitions. And Jim Crane says, slow down. Watch this. Okay?
And Scherzer, to be fair, Scherzer is a big
– it's huge.
It's a big acquisition. But I think
– which
I think,
which acquisition was better?
We'll see. We'll see. This is really interesting because – I could not believe that Crane and the Astros. Now, after some conversations about the prospects, I kind of get it. The Astros got so much money. The Mets are paying so much money.
$53 million. If he lasts the 2+ years, if he vests for the $35 million, they're going to pick up half of that.
Well, if he doesn't, it's $53 million. Bad trade if
right
he doesn't.
Now with the I'm figuring it, but they owe Verlander about $14 million this year. It's 1/3 of the 43. It's about $14 million in that neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 14 plus maybe. It's next year 43 and then 35. So that's $92 million. They're picking up $53 million, which means that the Astros are going to have to pay for two in a third year. They're going to have to pay $39 million, and that's $17 million. $17 million per year that you're paying for Justin Verlander. It's the best deal in baseball. It's the best deal, period.
That's what Jim Crane wants to hear Party Rock over. He doesn't have to pay any money.
And you know what? It's going to hurt. Clifford's going to hurt.
We're only paying.
Gilbert's going to hurt. But I love Dana Brown.
You hear that?
That's Jim Crane.
That's Jim Crane right here.
Right. 17 a year for Verlander.
That does make him Party Rock.
Dana Brown? Oh, Drew Gilbert's off limits. No, we're not going to give up Drew Gilbert. Oh, no. We're not. We're out of the starting pitcher race. We're out of it. So you can forget about that. No, we're not. We're not going to do that. We'll probably just look for a reliever now. No, we're not going to hit a home run. We're probably just going to hit doubles. There's no home runs out there. Okay, Dana Brown. Dana Brown played the Mets like a fiddle. Dana Brown said, sorry, you can't have Drew Gilbert. Yeah, you can have Drew Gilbert. Sorry, we're out of the starting pitching business. Oh, we'll take Justin Verlander. Okay. It could not have been better. Did you see Justin Verlander? Apparently, yesterday morning, Maldonado got a text from Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
Let's effing go, he said. Yeah. And Maldonado said, woohoo, we got Verlander. Now, if Verlander is here next year and the year after, you can fully expect Martin Maldonado to continue to catch
right
for the Houston Astros because he loves throwing to Maldonado.
Well, and they're tight.
They're tight.
They're boys. And yep. So Verlander thinks really, really highly of him. So, yeah, that's
– Well, you just.
I mean, that's the one unfortunate piece.
Right.
But
well, you keep Maldonado around just to catch Verlander and Fromber. And he
that's
catches,
fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. As long as, you know, maybe there's a DH role for Diaz on
well, there was
in the
like,
fourth game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Diaz needs to be catching. He needs to be playing at least 4 out of every 5 games.
Yeah.
At least 4 out of every 5. But we're not going to get into...
If there's one unfortunate consequence from yesterday, it's that you can fully expect Martin Maldonado to be around for a while. Okay?
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. As long as Verlander's good. You know, it really sunk in. I'm like, golly, Justin Verlander's 40.
Yeah.
Verlander's 40.
Yeah, but look at Nolan Ryan. Look at Tom Brady. Look at these guys nowadays.
You're talking about
regiment.
These are the biggest outliers in the history
of sports. Well, so is
Verlander now. Well, he has to be.
Yeah.
Now, it looked like age had caught up with him. Age looks like it's caught up with Abreu, although, you know, he's come back a little bit. He's not the same guy. But then Verlander lately has been much better. So it makes you feel much, much better. It's just, you know, there is a chance that he could fall off quickly. But I just don't. You know, I just don't get the sense. Steph Curry's played a lot of basketball. You just don't get the sense he's... And who did I compare? Oh, Aaron Rodgers. You know, it feels like Aaron Rodgers and Verlander are the same guy. They've been around for a long time. They played for a long time. They are playing at an unusually high level from a talent standpoint. Like, physically, they don't look like they've fallen off.
That's a pretty good comp.
Late in their career.
Yeah, pretty good comp, except Verlander has two titles, while Rodgers only has one.
Yeah, but... I mean, Aaron Rodgers.
But the MVPs, the Cy Youngs, you know,
well,
same, pretty similar.
I think it's a pretty good comparison because right now when I look at Aaron Rodgers, you don't feel like he's falling. Like you see him in the middle of falling off physically at all. You get the sense he keep pitching. You get the sense the same thing with Justin Verlander. The difference is he's a little bit older. The 2 years off, you could say it helped him, but really at some point it's an age thing where it's not time off helps you. It's just there's a finite clock on you. But for right now, and yes, there is a risk and there is a chance that at the end of the day you really miss one or two of those prospects. But in the short term, you're not going to miss those prospects in the short term. And as long as Justin Verlander pitches like he has pitched with the Tigers, somebody made this point. Remember how bad the Astros fans freaked out that they were done with Verlander? They didn't want to pay him. Mm. This is true.
Yeah.
In the World Series, everyone was like, we're done with him. We got Javier. Many people said this on Twitter. This was people's feelings. The guy's a loser in the postseason. Here's his World Series record. Everyone's super excited he's back. Somebody said, I guarantee you, one bad start in the playoffs, and it's going to start back up. And I'm like, you know, it made me remember, oh, yeah, that's right. Everyone's like, we're done paying him. I don't care if he walks out. We got Hunter Brown. We got Javier. We got Fromber, Urquidy, Luis Garcia. We're done with him. McCullers, we're done with him. Well, now you don't have most of those guys that you talked about. Not at the same level. But
look at this now. So you got Verlander for 2+ years coming. You got Fromber, right, for at least a couple with the – they haven't come to terms with him, but hopefully they will. Javier, you've got locked up. You got Hunter Brown locked up for another 5 after this. You got J.P. France locked up. You've got McCullers locked up. You've got Luis Garcia and Jose Urquidy. Holy crap. This thing about the window closing, forget about it. I know you've given up. I know.
John,
I know you gave up woohoo guys that you've never seen before. You know, Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford and Corey Lee. Okay. But I think you got some pretty good players at the major league level. I'm pretty sure.
I like when the drop comes in right with
us. So,
yeah.
So, you know, we're watching one of the great runs. If they win another one here, they are Golden State. Forget the Chiefs, they're Golden State. This team, this organization is one of the best in America. Okay?
They got a LeBron run going.
They do have. Well, LeBron only lasts so long in a place, okay? So,
well, I know, but a LeBron run. I didn't say with a certain team.
Yeah.
It's just LeBron.
Well, this is, yeah.
It's not as long as LeBron, but... That's not a party rock. Your attitude is not party rock right now.
No, it's not. Sorry, not when you bring up LeBron.
Yeah, that's my bad. I took you off party rock attitude. Keep going on the Verlander.
Chaz McCormick, look at this. I know Tucker's only going to be here for a couple of more years. That's okay. We got Kyle Tucker for a couple more years. We got Jose Abreu for 2 more years, too, after this.
Nice.
Yay. We got Bregman. We got Altuve.
You're going in the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, I know. That's not going to be a party rock team, is it?
Remember, Fromber, Verlander.
Fromber, Verlander.
Urquidy, Garcia.
Yeah, Diaz. What? Diaz.
Hunter Brown.
Pena's hitting.
Yiner Diaz. Younger Diaz.
What? Let's go. I am pumped, man. I am pumped. Verlander to the Astros yesterday. I'm telling you, Jim Crane just knows how to do it.
The first no hitter by a lefty in Astros history. Astros history.
Yep, and
Jim Deshays actually had one on Micro League Baseball. My friend Michael Bennis was playing Micro League Baseball as the Astros. No, this is true. Jim Deshays had a no hitter in 1987. Jim Deshays had a no hitter on Micro League.
Okay.
Beat the Cardinals, as a matter of fact. Or maybe it was the Brewers.
Is that in the record books for the Astros?
That's the first left-hander that I know of that had a no-hitter.
Is that official?
I don't think it's official. I did tell Jim Deshays one time when he was in Houston, hey, just so you know, you threw a no-hitter. He's like, oh, that's great.
How old were you when you said this?
I was like, I was too old.
Yeah, too
old. I was probably like 31.
Way too old.
Mr. Deshays.
What if, okay. This was brought up before. Maldonado no longer catching him managing. He becomes the next manager. I think Espada is in line. I think Espada and Joe Espada is probably
tough,
in line.
Be a tough.
But what about catcher manager? We've seen it before.
At the same time?
Well, Don Kessinger was the was a player manager.
Oh,
Pete Rose was a player manager.
This is so... Pete Rose bet on baseball. Do you want Maldonado betting on baseball?
I don't...
He'll be suspended for life. He'll never get in the Hall of Fame.
Well,
he, do you want to keep Maldonado
gonna bet,
out of the
as long
Hall
as he, when he puts himself in the lineup, he's going to bet the under.
Well, let me...
On run score.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Do you know if Maldonado got caught betting on baseball as a catcher, he will never get in the Hall of Fame. Do you want to be responsible?
Right, look at Maldi's up. Is there ever... I mean, second and third and two out, guess who's up?
I know.
It's every time. Every
and
time.
That same
it's Maldonado.
That same pitch is about to strike him out again,
yeah.
By the way.
All right, 7:14.
We're watching Breakfast with the Astros.
You guys want... And how about Sam making kolaches this morning?
Yeah, our intern.
To end the food wars.
To end the food wars.
ESPN 97.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
What about Chastain Ford ending the car wars with the summer sales event? That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing to Chastain Ford. They're ending the truck wars. They've got them in stock, on the lot, ready for you right now. And they've got every kind of F-150 that you could possibly want. The summer sales event is huge. It's going on right now. It's 1,000 degrees outside. You need a new car or truck. You need a new... I love mine. I'm going to tell you. They've got the F-150 Lightnings if you want them. They got everything that you could possibly want right now. King Ranch Lariat, Limited Platinum. They've also got work trucks, used and new work trucks, Transits. You want to... Listen, if your business needs a new truck, they will customize it exactly how you need it at Chastain Ford. These Transits are perfect for most every business. The amount of tools and everything else that you can put in these things is amazing. You can get your used or new work truck right now at Chastain Ford, and they'll customize it perfectly. No hidden add-ons, transparency, trust, all the things that you could possibly need. A buddy of mine was like, oh, yeah, they marked up. He bought a Bronco from another dealership. And I was like, well, are you stupid? He said, well, you know those markups that they have? They took that off. I was like, they never have markups at Chastain Ford. What's wrong with you? You're looking for the best deal that you're going to find on a Ford car, truck, new or used. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
The rest belongs to me. Welcome to Shawshank.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
I've had a good feeling about it. I mean, we felt like we were already in talks for a couple of days, and so we did a full court press on this one, and so we felt like we were getting closer. And we were just trying to iron out, like, the player side of it, the prospects.
And the prospects were Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford. So that, you know, it hurts. But those are guys that you don't have any idea how good they're going to be. Look at all the guys that you've given up for Verlander, Zach Greinke.
Those are the draft picks, like in an NFL pit draft.
Yeah.
You gave up draft picks for a player.
Well,
and it seems like a lot until the draft pick, but you don't know what's going to happen with these
draft
picks.
They're still draft picks. Yeah. Because, yeah. Now, in Major League Baseball, you can't trade draft picks. So
it's
the same concept.
You don't know what they – you know who they are. You don't know what they're going to be. But, you know, it's turned into Jeff Bagwell. It's turned into to Yordan Alvarez. I mean, it can turn – it's turned into – well,
yeah,
not
yeah,
J.D.
Yeah.
Martinez, but
no.
Who else? I was thinking of someone else. But there is a chance that
Josh Hader.
That one of those guys, Freddie Garcia, ended up being a good pitch,
yeah.
A good play. Like the Astros,
Joe Musgrove turned out pretty good.
Yeah, the Astros have given up some they've received and given up some players who became pretty good
this
players.
This is a no-brainer deal, though.
So, according to some sources who are close with Astros management and just Astros evaluators, Clifford is the guy that they really stung to lose. We all know that Gilbert is the higher rate, you know, through Baseball America and all that stuff. But Clifford is a guy with real pop. Like, they think he's – one guy compared him inside the organization, compared him to Rizzo.
What are you talking about?
I'm blanking
Anthony
out here.
Rizzo?
Anthony Rizzo, yeah. He compared him to Anthony Rizzo in terms of a guy he thinks is going to be a 30-home run guy. Like, that's the guy that's going to hurt is – Clifford along the way. But right now he's in, High A? is what he's been. We'll see. We'll see how he progresses. And if you're the Mets, you want a guy who is, you know that you – look, the Mets tried to buy it, and it didn't work. How did the Astros do it? Homegrown. Or they either traded for players like – well, like they got Yordan, but then it's been homegrown. It's been Jeremy Peña's homegrown, Bregman homegrown, Altuve homegrown. It's a homegrown thing. You can't buy your way into championships very easily. It's very hard. It gets very, very expensive. You got to be homegrown at some point. And so the Mets basically just said, let's just Scottie Pippen this contract. The Houston Rockets years ago got Scottie Pippen, and they knew early on it was a disaster. So they got rid of him the same year they got rid of Scottie Pippen that they signed him. That's what the Mets did here, and they're hoping that they can build a homegrown product with draft picks.
Yeah, I like what the Mets have done.
I do too. It's good, and nothing's worked for you. Try to get some real players.
Billy Epler told, the story came out, Scherzer said he met with Epler, and he said, hey, so what are we doing next year? And Epler said, you know what? It looks like it's going to be a transitory year next year. We're shooting for 25 and maybe 26. And Scherzer was like, well, then get me out of here. That'd be great. And he did, and he got him out of there, and he got a prospect. But you're right. Listen, we saw that list that Gina Luno put out there. She retweeted it from somebody. The Astros have been the best. 23% of their draft picks over the last 10 years have made the major leagues. The Mets were the worst, 9% of their draft picks. These aren't draft picks, but their minor league system has been terrible. They've done a terrible job of evaluating. They've done a terrible job of developing players in the Mets organization. They had to go out and buy guys. And Steve Cohen doesn't care about money. He gave the Astros, he's literally giving the Astros $53 million for two players that are possible players. We will see. I like what they did. I like getting Acuna. I like getting Clifford. I like getting
Let other
Drew
people
Gilbert.
Evaluate and develop.
That's
and then
right.
You just
and you take
yeah,
them. And you that, take
this
them.
Is the new way to buy your team. Buy young hitters.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Not old pitchers.
And we'll see if this doesn't work out for the Mets. But, Mets fans are going to have to be patient. It's not going to happen. It didn't happen for them when they went out and bought. Look at all the guys that they bought. It's just ridiculous what they were trying to do. But Cohen don't care about that money. If this is the way that he's got to go put together a team by buying minor leaguers for $53 million, oh well.
I mean, this is basically, I was thinking about this. This can end up being a really good deal for the Mets.
Yep.
But I'm not done. I'm gonna address the Astros. It could be a really good deal for the Mets because they may pick up their young stars of the future in these trades, and that's what you need to build a sustainable winner. For the Astros, it's not a deep minor league system, and you're giving up even more of it. You're getting into a place of real depletion. But you've got a ton of core players. Like, you've got time to restock. And the other thing is, look, Kyle Tucker's going to be here a couple more years, more than likely. Justin Verlander's contract fits that same window. You've got Yordan Alvarez right now. Yordan Alvarez is in his prime. Fromber's in his prime. It just, for the amount of time that you're going to have Justin Verlander, if he pitches like a plus major leaguer, not even plus, a plus major leaguer, and if the pitchers round into relative shape, plus or minus some, a little bit of ERA, what you've done is that window now is a good this year and two more. That's, you think about the length. That's basically from 17 to 15, that is a long time of competing for World Series.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fantastic. And you come.
It doesn't happen.
You're basically with Altuve. You think about it. With Altuve, Verlander, and Kyle Tucker, they're pretty much on the same track of time, more than likely.
Did you see what Jared Carabas tweeted out? Mm-hmm. The Astros now are going to the ALCS for the 19th straight year. And you know what? There's a possibility.
I saw Randy Wilkins, who's a big Mets fan, a guy we've had on who did the Jeter documentary. He said, I can't believe we're here, but I can't believe we're here again because the Astros are going to be that team yet again this year.
You ain't got no hitters, you ain't popping.
That's right.
I texted Daniel Jeremiah, noted San Diego Padre fan, and I said, it's over for the AL now, maybe for the rest of MLB. He goes, you're probably right. It's there's probably a realization when the Astros, you know, got Verlander back. And on the heels of Verlander coming back, Fromber's dealing a no-hitter. It's like, and Jeremy Pena's getting two hits and two walks on base all four times. That's the sign
to
me.
You are super focused.
Yeah.
On Pena.
That's a sign to me that it's over for Major League Baseball. When Jeremy Pena's on base all four times, he's staying on top of the bat, and he's really bringing it through the zone.
Lance took one thing away from yesterday. Jeremy Pena.
Yeah.
And that's it. And what? Dell? We got some music? Jeremy Pena music? We need a little salsa for Jeremy, don't we?
No. It's a party rock. It's a party rock day. You're going to hear so much party rock, John.
Is this party rock?
Yes.
I don't even know what is party rock.
It's a song.
What is party rock?
You don't know? Listen.
You can't stop yourself, Keith.
John did not stop himself from dancing right now.
Can I be happier?
No.
I don't think I could be happier.
You can't be happier.
I literally do not think I could be happier today.
All right, would you have come in here happy or sad if Verlander hadn't come and Fromber had a no-hitter? What would your attitude have been?
If the Verlander didn't come and there was no no-hitter?
No, and there was a no-hitter.
Oh, and there was a no-hitter? I'd have been like, eh, that's great.
The no-hitter is a moment in time. He's thinking championships.
I've already got us winning another four or five.
And you know what he thinks of billionaires keeping their money. He's thrilled for Jim Crane.
I know.
Yeah, it's a party today. It is a party. All right, you guys want to get in on the party? 713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us here. Is it a party without Coors Light? No, it's not a party. Is it going to be a party today because we're going to the Astros and we're going to watch the game? Okay, it's going to be a party. Guess what's going to happen? Coors Light. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. It happened yesterday to celebrate. It's happening today to go watch the game.
So this is a personal thing you're talking about?
No, it's for everybody.
It's everybody? Okay.
It's a party.
It sounded very specific to you.
Well, it's me.
We're going to go to the game. Me, Chad, and all of y'all.
Well, everybody come on. It's open.
Okay.
It's open to the public. Everybody can come. That's what you're all welcome. Everybody's welcome to come.
To Minute Maid.
Yeah.
To the
suite? I mean, it's not going to fit the whole city, but...
Can they sit in the same area you're sitting?
Yes, everybody can sit. I mean, there's only so many seats in every area.
Right.
There's only so many seats.
Is security going to let them into
that area? Yes, security will let... I'm not down low today, okay?
Okay.
I'm not. I'm a little bit back.
Sweet.
But I'm with the people. I'm a man of the people.
And you know what?
And I drink the beer of the people. And the beer of the people is cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. The world's most refreshing beer. I'm going to keep Minute Maid chill today. You do that with me. Come to Minute Maid and keep Minute Maid chill with a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother. The cost of advertising's too high. 25 cents a day only on selflist.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Yeah, the guys are excited. I mean, did you see Bregman's interview? He's pretty fired up. You know, talking to Dusty, he's fired up. You know, talking to the pitching coaches, they're fired up. You know, and some of these guys on the pitching staff, they're fired up. So I think the group is fired up, and they can't wait for him to get here. And so we're excited. And I got a chance to talk to Justin, and it was very good conversation.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. That's Dana Brown last night on AT&T Sportsnet during the game. Just so much fun. So what a fun day. What a great day. Great day for Houston Astro fans. Great day for the city of Houston and sports in general. It just makes it so much more fun when our teams are good. You know, and then we got, you know, the Texans also practicing. And by the way, from the accounts that we are seeing, the defense is a little bit behind. One of the stories...
Well, by all accounts.
By all accounts. No, I can't say by all accounts anymore because every time I say that, he thinks that's a name, by all accounts. By all accounts.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that's somebody's name, and it's not. It's not somebody's name, Art, so you can stop doing that. I don't say it. Lance says it. The headline, Mills won't concede in QB battle. Okay. You mean he's competing?
Wait, this is
And he's trying to win?
The headline of what?
In the Houston Chronicle. Well, one of the stories. Their story.
You mean to tell me Mills isn't going to beat out your quarterback you drafted with the second pick?
Well, he won't concede it. He won't concede.
Oh, he won't concede it.
Yeah, he won't concede in the QB battle. So,
okay, cool.
And apparently he's looking okay. The offense has been scuffling. The defense is dominating. The offense is having a hard time moving the ball. They're not, you know, but that's normal, especially with a young quarterback. I mean, obviously, this is, it's camp, okay? This is the kind of thing that's supposed to happen. I'm really glad, actually, if you want to know the truth, because if they were throwing all over this defense and running all over this defense, I'd say, holy crap, this is some this is a problem.
I think that it's Davis Mills is probably going to look better than from what I have been told. It's CJ's. It's a process right now for him. That's why you're not hearing a lot of positivity out there, because he's struggling a little bit with turnovers and reading and seeing what he's going to do. But that's pretty normal. I think that the big question is going to be how quickly does he progress and does it catch up with him? I think it'd be a great idea. I know he's really into Gerard Johnson, the quarterback coach. The guy that really could help C.J. Stroud a lot, if he'll let him, is Case Keenum. Case Keenum has quarterbacked in this scheme. He knows the terminology. He knows a lot of what to look for.
Well, we don't know if he is or is. I mean,
yeah,
he might be behind the scenes.
I don't know. That's the guy, I think, more so than even the quarterback coach, that could really give him a quarterback's perspective.
Right. So, according to Jonathan Alexander, who's been out there every day watching, through six practices, Mills has outplayed Stroud. Though Mills made some mistakes early in camp, including two interceptions, he's also bounced back by making some big throws. As a third-year quarterback, he looked more comfortable. And that's to be expected. I would hope a guy who's got a couple of years under his belt already playing the quarterback position in real games, I would hope that he looks more comfortable than C.J. Stroud does. And it's just, it's so funny that this is actually even a thing. I thought for sure it was going to be Case that was going to take over, and Case was going to be the guy to start the season, so that C.J., that Davis Mills, do you still think that Davis Mills is quite possibly just trade bait? That this is all just about making him look good for a trade?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I think Davis Mills would be done.
This is Davis Mills music.
The talk of Davis Mills playing better and not conceding is in direct opposite of the Astros acquiring Verlander,
Verlander.
It would be like if we heard that, Verlander decided, F the Astros, he'd rather be a Ranger.
You have Justin Verlander's son?
This is so not a party rock topic.
It isn't at all.
Do you have Justin Verlander's son talking about being a Ranger? Listen to Justin Verlander. Here is Justin Verlander talking about coming to Texas.
You look back at my career when I've been traded, it's always been traded to a team that wants you and is in a good situation. And so, with Texas calling, realizing the situation that I had in New York and realizing the situation that was now developing in Texas, that this was going to be the best place for me to continue my career and have a chance to be able to win as well.
Texas?
Does he know where he got traded?
Well, you know, I wore this Texas shirt.
Hold on,
shirt.
Was that
I got
actually
a bunch
Verlander?
Of Texas.
Was that Max Scherzer?
No.
No.
That's actually Verlander?
It didn't sound like Verlander either.
That's not Verlander.
It's labeled as Verlander.
Sound like Verlander.
The audio was from... I hadn't heard him or saw him speak
anywhere.
That's
not Justin Verlander's voice, though.
I didn't think so, but it was labeled that, and it came through this morning as if it was him.
Okay, but that doesn't sound like him. And maybe it was Scherzer.
Maybe it was, because he kept saying Texas over and over again.
Yeah, there's no way Justin knows better than that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Houston guy. But I will say this. Like, the Rangers tried to take over the state of Texas, that the Rangers baseball was what Texas, the state of Texas, was all about. When we know who owns the state of Texas.
Tell it to the Silver Boot. Yeah. Whatever it's called. Tell it to the Silver Boot.
Well, we need one more win for win the Silver Boot.
I don't care.
What about Verlander versus Scherzer?
I know.
Game 7 ALCS.
I made this point. Verlander, Scherzer, the other day on Monday, what if it were Verlander versus Scherzer in the ALCS and the Mets are sitting at home like, this wasn't supposed to be like, all the Mets fans are like, I can't believe I'm watching this.
Yeah. How about that? Would that be something? And then and Verlander wins and dominates because that's what he does in the postseason? Y'all can stop with your Justin Verlander slander of the postseason, okay? Because Justin Verlander gets you to the World Series. While he hasn't been all that in the World Series, you can stop your postseason Justin Verlander slander, okay? Because he gets you to the World Series. And then it's time for Fromber to take over. It'll be... So what do you do now? A six-man rotation? I don't know that Justin Verlander is going to go for a six-man rotation. He didn't before. He didn't like it. But he now... But now that Urquidy's back, I think Bilak may be out of the rotation.
You think?
Maybe.
It may be BP Bilak, as you once called him. Although,
no, that was
to be
BP.
Fair,
that was BP France.
I think you've called everyone BP,
BP
at some
yeah,
point.
Right. Yeah, I probably did. BP Valdez.
Your guy Bilak is gone. This is gonna hurt.
No,
but your guy Urquidy's back.
He's probably going to the bullpen. You know, they just sent down Seth Martinez.
Yeah.
They need some.
Seth Martinez. Some,
yeah.
Whew,
yeah.
Be glad that you didn't get DFA'd.
So, you could send him down. So
well,
you
he's got unlimited. Yeah, he's got the option.
So
I just got.
I think
rid of
Bilak
him.
Becomes your long relief. He's your long relief guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's your stretch guy.
Because, well, if you're way down, then if you're like down 12 runs, then you bring Montero in.
Or if you've got somebody. No, not well. Yeah, I mean he's your outfielder pitching.
He's your 12 run guy.
He's your $11 million outfielder coming in to pitch. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
And then you've got Bilak. If the pitch count gets really high, and after 4 1/3, and Bilak has to come in, then good. And you've got that role covered now. And that's actually an important role. I mean, that is somebody that in this day and age, you know, you got to come in a fifth inning and take over for the next three innings, at least two innings. Bilak can handle that. So that'll be good. Urquidy, we got to see if Urquidy's ready to get guys out at a major league level. Fromber, and after that bad inning, we saw some really positive things from Christian Javier. Fromber with a no-hitter yesterday where he was in complete command. In complete command of his curveball. They talked about on the broadcast. He was really
curve
going.
At his breaking ball, sinker, both of them.
Well, yeah. He had his curve and sinker. He was really focused more on that. In the post game, I was watching Fromber, and he talked about, you know, throwing about his change as well. But Blummer was talking about the fact that he seemed more focused on that breaking pitch, and they even had a graphic, the return of the curve. When Fromber has that curve tight, where it looks like it's belt high, middle of the zone, right-handers are food because that thing's down on their back foot before you know it, and there's nothing they can do about it. And he was just so dominant yesterday. It was beautiful to watch. We were talking 5, 6, 7 pitches were all it was taking to get out of innings.
It was unbelievable.
Over the last 4 innings.
It was unbelievable.
Well,
it is the fewest pitches needed for a no-hitter this century. The fewest pitches needed for a no-hitter this century. They said of the 92.
What did it end up, 96?
92. 92 pitches, 73 of them were breaking balls. How's that?
I mean, he had it going.
Are you kidding me?
And they were also very aggressive. They were not laying off his breaking
balls. He said it was all about his focus. And Maldonado said from the fourth inning, he said, I knew he, man, I never see. He was laser focused. He said the last few outings, he lost his focus. He did. Maybe Verlander woke him up. You know, when these guys, when Verlander's in the dugout, remember last year, the year before, even 17, these guys were trying to top each other every single, the starters were trying to top each other. When Justin Verlander is there, when Fromber's there, Javier's on top of his, but you know what? This is going to pick Javier up too. It really is. You all of a sudden, man, I got Justin Verlander standing there watching me. I am going to be more laser focused.
Well, he's also got, in a weird way, maybe, remember, pressure is self-inflicted.
Yeah.
But he may feel like, I got a little less pressure now.
Well, we talked about that. He was the guy. He was the man. Mm-hmm. And now, with Justin Verlander there, you know what? We got co-man.
You're
now,
the man next to the man.
So who starts game one? They both pitch well down the stretch. Who starts game one?
Fromber.
Fromber, probably.
Yeah.
Fromber.
Fromber's your guy. Fromber, then Verlander, then Javier, and then we'll see. It could be Gene from Cinnabon.
It could be Gene from Cinnabon, but it also could be Baby Verlander. We'll see how this affects Baby Verlander, too.
Yeah. Oh, he'll probably be so hyped.
Are you kidding me? His hero is back.
His hero is back.
Yeah. 744. Man, this affects everybody. This affects everybody in the city. Okay? In the city, this affects. If you're watching on Twitch, we are getting it in the studio here this morning.
I would commend your recovery from that depressing Davis Mills.
Davis
Texas
Mills
talk.
Is a subject.
Is he?
Is he, though?
He doesn't have to be
are
today.
The Chronicle has articles they have to write.
Yes. Chronicle also has to cover the Texans.
Well, there's someone specific.
We don't. You're right.
Yeah, we
Davis
don't.
Mills is not going to concede this. That's fine. And you know what?
Well, hopefully he doesn't get hurt.
I need C.J. Stroud clearly beating him out, though, at some point. At some point in camp, I just need C.J. to look good
better,
early on.
To look better than Davis Mills? That'd be great. That'd be great if the second overall pick looked better than Davis Mills. You know what? I hope they don't need QC Kinetic.
No. Oh, no. No. And if they do, that's, you know, that happens with professional athletes who have joint pain, who have issues that are not going away, chronic pain. QC Kinetics is regenerative medicine. If you're just used to taking steroid shots and considering surgery, taking pain pills, there's a better way, and it's QC Kinetics. Their medicine is basically taking the body's healing power, concentrating it, putting it back into the joint. What happens is it begins to regenerate and restore damaged tissue or missing tissue. That's how you get the reduction in pain. It's the damaged tissue, the missing tissue. That's where you get the pain, the inflammation, the problems that you have in your back, your hip, your knee, wherever your joint pain is. And if it's chronic, it's something that you don't want to have to just live with, but many of you do. But that doesn't have to be the case. Go to QC Kinetics, and they can start working with you on repairing and restoring that damaged tissue so that you feel great and you get back to where you once were. It has been a true wonder for my wife, who is going to go run the Berlin Marathon when she thought she was done with marathons. That's about as good a, you know, an endorsement as I can give it. Make sure you give them a call at 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QCKinetics.com.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios, home of Justin Verlander traded to the Astros talk with John and Lance.
Well, it's always pitching, 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 and so we can go to a six-man or we could do a five-man rotation. I'm going to have some conversations with the guys downstairs, and we'll figure it out. But when you can acquire this type of talent, you just set your rotation up for success, and hopefully this will play out the way we expect it.
Can Mattress Mack get out of his – is he still sleeping on top of a
– He's on the billboard.
Roof or whatever?
Yeah, he's on the billboard.
Can he get down now? What does he have to do?
He had to sell 10,000 beds, mattresses.
What if Justin Verlander gets traded here? Is that kind of a
– Well, now you're going to see. Hands on window.
There might be more people buying furniture now from him now.
Yep.
I'm feeling a lot better about a furniture purchase now than before.
If he gives you double, if the Astros win it all, are you going to go buy something?
He's not doing that. He's giving you your $5K back.
He's what?
It's up to $5K now. You got to spend $5K in furniture.
Yeah, and you get double it back. That's what
he's doing double right now?
He will.
No, I don't think double is now.
I don't know. It's usually
there's always something.
He went to double. He just said, Bleep it.
Buy furniture, and I'm waiting for one where it's just one team or another team. Then I'll go do the furniture. Then I'm a coin flipper.
Does he have a successor? Like, is there an heir to the throne with Mattress Mack?
I don't. Never heard of one.
His daughters. He's got a couple of daughters.
And do they want to stay in the business?
None of them are in the business.
Like, there's no King Joffrey.
His daughter was in the marketing department.
So I imagine him as a Logan. And so there's no Kendall or Shiv or...
Not that we know of.
No, not really.
No Joffrey.
I don't want him to... I don't want his kid to die at a wedding.
No, I'm just saying.
And be an awful person.
There's no petulant Joffrey.
I don't want an awful person to take over the throne.
There's no petulant Joffrey, but that's actually a great question. Is there an heir to the throne?
In 10 years, when Matt, whenever he decides to... I'm going to say step down. I don't want to put death on him. But whenever he decides I don't want to do this anymore, who's going to be the next one making all these bets? And I'm going to put $2 million on this team.
Jerry Bo?
Jerry Bo doesn't. He's not a descendant of Mattress Mack.
Yeah, but why not just plug him in there? He didn't have to beat. The place can just run itself. Just let him do, you know, just let him do the bets.
Jerry McIlvain?
Yeah.
McIlvain?
Mattress Jerry.
Mattress Jerry? That's what you're looking for?
Mattress Jerry?
Mattress Jerry. It doesn't really ring.
No.
Doesn't have a ring to Mattress Jerry. Doesn't sound. But at this point, Mattress Mack sells furniture, but really he's really known by more people for just being, you know, on Bleacher Report bets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for the next in line. That's all.
Well, I don't know what if you want to know the truth, they'll probably just all, hey, sell
that's
it.
A lot
sell
of,
it. Let's split it up.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Daddy made $75 million on the last time the Astros won a World Series.
There isn't like a second or third wife that'll get involved?
No, he's only got one. Linda. Okay. That's it. One wife.
It's less clumsy. It's less messy that way.
Mac ain't busy like that.
Okay.
Okay, he's busy selling beds.
It's better that way.
It's better.
It's better that way. The money lot, yeah. The money tree just goes straight up, and you don't have a lot of problems with that.
No. That money tree ain't got branches all over. No. John's sitting in the income disparity club tonight. Is everything okay?
The
income disparity club. Is everything okay? Do we need to start a GoFundMe?
Instead of disparity club.
Income disparity. Tony, that's stupid. If Verlander leads them to another chip, he goes into the fourth slot on the Houston Mount Rushmore. Hakeem, JJ, Altuve, and Verlander.
JJ doesn't belong.
Yeah, I don't know that you can put...
Just because he's a Texan doesn't mean you have to throw
him on. Wait a minute.
713-780.
No, Mount Rushmore? No, that's a good question,
That's a
Johnny.
Terrible question.
Guys, Mount Rushmore of Houston sports. Simone Biles. Watch, here comes
Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis.
Yeah. Well, those aren't bad, actually.
Willie D from the Ghetto Boys.
Willie D's not...
Glenn B.
We're talking sports.
Andre Johnson, he beat up
Cortland Finnegan.
Andre Johnson did beat up Cortland Finnegan.
Deshaun.
I was right there. It was the best.
All right, let's get some phone calls here. Let's see if any of you guys are ready to party rock. Quickly, before we get to a break, let's get James in here first. What's up, James?
What's up, fellas?
What do you think, James?
I don't think there's any coincidence that the day that we get Justin Verlander, Framber throws the no-hitter. I think that was a message directly for Dusty Baker, because you know Dusty is a creature of old habits. He probably would have, you know, thrown just JV game one of the playoffs or game seven. But Framber just needed to let him know, this is my team now, this is my staff now, and don't you dare put Justin Verlander out there game one in the postseason. That's all I got.
You know, you're probably right, and we were talking about that, who starts game one, but a pretty good point was brought up. If you go Verlander first, you got righty, lefty, righty. And that managers like that stuff, so we'll see whether or not he does. And don't forget, Verlander started game one last year. He didn't look good against Seattle. As a matter of fact, he got lit up by Seattle in game one, and the Astros came back with the big bomb from Jordan. To win the game and start, but that was a Verlander start. We'll see. I mean, Verlander is a surefire Hall of Famer, and we'll see how that plays into Dusty or the right, left, right. That might be the reason why. Donnie wants to talk Astros. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What do you say?
I'm curious, man. Since Verlander signed here in 2017, how many games do you think he's pitched for us when we weren't in first place in our division? And is that number higher with the Mets than the Astros?
When we weren't in first place? Oh, no, the number's definitely higher with the Mets. It's the whole season with the Mets.
Yeah, because...
The Astros were mostly in first place. They were throughout 2017 when he pitched with the Astros. I mean,
in 5 years.
Yeah, in 5 years, no. 100% the number's got to be higher with the Mets this year.
Well, they were in first place when he got here in 17. Mm-hmm. in 18, were they in first place the whole year?
I think probably most of the year,
Most of the year. Most of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, he was with the Mets for 4 months, and they weren't in first place ever.
Who would it have been?
Ever. They weren't in first place one day. Well, maybe opening day.
And the year where the Astros struggled, he didn't pitch.
He didn't pitch.
He didn't 2020.
Pitch. Yep.
2021.
2021. And
yeah.
No, it would have to be. It would have to be a situation where he had more games outside of first place with the Mets than he did in his entire time with the Astros.
Probably.
The Astros haven't had that much competition. I mean,
no.
I remember the A's were competition for a little bit 3 years ago. Remember when the A's were?
No.
That was the team that there was talk about, hey, the A's are pretty good.
When our bench coach was going after Ramon Laureano.
No, it wasn't the bench coach. It was Cintron.
Yeah, bench coach. He's a bench coach.
Well, yeah, but at that time, was he?
Yes.
Is that what he was?
Yeah.
No, Cintron is a hitting coach.
Well, I mean a coach.
You're going,
Yeah. Against Ramon Laureano, he went out there. I love that.
Get
fired up. Let's go.
No, JV is used to winning.
Yep. Yeah, no. Yeah, were they any good then? The A's were good? Really? I don't remember
there was
that.
A time when the A's were.
I don't remember that.
There's one of the teams you were afraid of.
Yeah. Willie D is a Golden Glove boxer.
No, I know.
According to Lamont.
No, he is.
Yeah, Willie he boxed before rapping, boxer. So he could be on the Mount Rushmore.
I will stand in the paint and say no, JJ.
No. JJ was a three-time Defensive Player of the Year. JJ, people disrespect JJ.
No, but we're talking about people with team.
But if you had to use Houston football,
you don't have to though.
Yes, for the Mount Rushmore, you don't have to. Use Houston
you can
football.
Pick a different sport. It doesn't have to be football. Where's a Cynthia Cooper on the list?
Yeah.
You can't have your team leave.
Well, what's that dismissive? Yeah.
I didn't say. I said, yeah.
I said Cynthia Cooper, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
No, JJ would be. Don't make me have a Mount Rushmore conversation.
I don't want you to. But I mean, keep JJ him on the list.
We know it's Altuve and Hakeem.
And Hakeem,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, let's not get sucked in.
I know.
No.
You did this.
Don't.
You just did this.
You did it.
I'm just fighting.
How easy this is to get sucked into Mount Rushmore talk?
I'm just
fighting.
That's
not a party rock topic.
I'm just fighting the JJ thing. You're right. You're right.
That's not party rock.
That's not party rock.
Yeah. Now.
8 o'clock, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk about, listen, you can get fired for that. HR could call. HR should call, all right? What I need you to do is go to HRP.net or call 281-880-6525. You'll talk to one of the great guys over there. They are really, I mean, they're a lot of fun, okay? And they know how to party, and they know how to work, and they know how to get your business exactly where you need your business to be. You need your business to be running. You got to sell your widgets. You ain't got to worry about payroll. You ain't got to worry about HR. You ain't got to worry about the benefits packages. You ain't got to worry about taxes. You ain't got to worry about all that stuff. HRP takes care of all that. Now, they don't force their benefits packages on you. What they say is they give you options for your benefits packages, and that's where the other guys really get you. That's where they really, really get you. They're going to say, oh, look, our payroll is cheaper over here. And then they're going to screw you on the benefits of 401ks and the insurance packages because that's where they're going to make their money. Not the case with HR&P. They do HR and they do payroll. You're looking for that. You're looking for a business that's going to offer you the different benefits packages that will best fit your business, but you make the choice. It's at HR&P. You're looking for somebody to do that payroll and taxes and HR. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN, 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.